6:49 this morning. And if you're looking for a good primary care doctor, you're probably not alone. And chances are, to find a good one, find somebody you're comfortable with, take some time. And there is a shortage of primary care doctors in Michigan, even more so around the country. And it's only getting worse. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne here to take a look at some of those numbers. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Chris. So this is a problem that's driven by a number of factors. And among them is that the newly trained family medicine doctors are not entering the field in enough numbers to replace the doctors that are retiring. A new report from My Bank Memorial Fund, that's a health policy foundation, finds that as many as 20% of Michigan adults and 8% of kids don't have a primary care doctor. Health experts say this problem will impact the general health of the state's residents to manage chronic health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes. Dr. Julie Phillips, the chair of the family medicine at Michigan State, says the state is 862 primary care doctors short. About 3 million Michigan residents are underserved when it comes to primary care doctors. And one of the biggest problems is for pay for family care doctors. This is what people in medical school often cite. Family doctors and pediatricians have the lowest reimbursement. It's the lowest reimbursement specialty in America. The average doctor in family practice salary in Michigan is about $221,000. The problem's compounded in rural areas in Michigan, where sometimes the only doctor is a primary care doctor, and they're delivering babies and dealing with geriatric health problems all on the same day. Another issue is that doctors who go to school here often don't stay here. They go to other states to practice medicine, or maybe even other countries, according to the Free Press. There are a couple of new programs, though, aimed at curbing this problem. Something called MyDoc is a state-funded program that offers about $75,000 in student loan repayment to medical students from Central Michigan University, Michigan State, and Wayne State, as well as Western. They have to choose residencies in primary care and other high-need specialties, and they have to work for 2 years in underserved areas in the state. And also, Michigan State Loan Repayment Program offers $300,000 to repay student loans for physicians who work two consecutive years at a nonprofit site here in the state. So, Chris, it takes years to train doctors. It's not clear how well these programs are going to work. And meanwhile, a lot of hospitals say they're recruiting overseas to fill their ranks.
Well, and how about this? In the next 7 years, by 2030, the state expects to be short 860 primary care physicians. And that is a problem. Especially when you consider, you mentioned all the spectrum in which they see people. And they're often the first line of defense if something is wrong, right? Whether there's something that requires more attention, you go to your primary care doctor first and you say, I'm having these issues. What do you think? And they say, well, we'll get this scanned on, or you should go see this doctor. And they're kind of the field general. They're really able to point you around where you need to go. And having that doctor in your life can be really important for a lot of different reasons, but particularly them being able to be the first one to treat you if necessary.
They're the gatekeepers of your health, really, when you look at it. I mean, everyone advocates or thinks it's good to have your primary care doctor. It's the first line of defense. Like you said, if you go in and you're having this pain or that pain, if they order the right tests and point you in the right direction, it could be something serious that can be dealt with quickly. Again, though, we find the problem is that in rural areas, these doctors are doing everything,
right,
including the specialty work like gynecology and obstetrics and geriatric care. And so They really need to fatten up the ranks of these doctors in Michigan and, frankly, elsewhere in the country as well.
So, like my primary care doctor, I'm in the Michigan medicine system, and my primary doctor is great. I haven't seen her since before the pandemic.
Mm.
And every time I go, and to be fair, I had like one of my physicals during the pandemic was virtual.
Sure.
But I haven't seen her since the pandemic, because they are so busy. They are so busy that they're trying to spread the work around to everybody. And she's, quite frankly, one of the popular primary care physicians at Michigan Medicine, at the location I go to. And because of that, that workload, they're trying to spread it out because they're overworked. I mean, they see so many patients, and you still have to leave room on their schedules for, you know, unscheduled visits if you need, you know, whatever. You go in, something happens that you weren't expecting, you got to call in and be able to see your doctor. But the days in which they schedule, like physicals, for example, are jam-packed and scheduling out, you know, over a year in advance. And I know that Michigan State, there are universities that are trying to figure out ways to try to keep them here and retain some of these doctors. And in order to do that, you have to alleviate some of this workload, and particularly in the rural areas. It's a problem.
It is a very big problem. And what you talked about, the difficulty in getting an appointment to see your primary care, again, that's directly the result of the fact that there aren't enough of them.
Right.
But also, that's kind of led to this surge in these ready clinics, or the clinics where you can, you know, just go in and have a sore throat looked at. So that's part of the reason why we see those now on every corner as well.
But here's the other part in all of this too, right? Because you look at doctors and what they're paid in relation to, you know, specialty doctors. Primary care doctors generally are paid the least amount.
They
right?
are paid, as we said. Yep. They
yes.
and pediatricians
and,
are
right.
the least. They're the bottom rung.
And so, okay, fine. But at the same time, you have to incentivize particularly students going into medicine, mm-hmm. you got to incentivize this because there has to be a life at the end of medical school where you're a primary care doctor and you say, look, I can be a primary care doctor and you know, work a fair amount and then be paid a fair amount. But incentivizing that, making that also a desirable spot at the medical table is important to try to get some of those brilliant minds to stay in that field.
That's what these two programs are hoping to address by, you know, forgiving loans in some cases.
Yeah.
And if you give us 2 years, if you give us 4 years, you can get part of your medical school forgiven. You know, they still pay the same amount to go to medical
right.
school. Doesn't matter.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's a problem. And thank you for bringing our attention to this. Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
All right, got to take a break. 7 o'clock hour coming up next here on WJR. Got a lot to do this morning, so don't go anywhere. Chris Renwick in for Paul W. More next.